I'm so angry about so much, you may have noticed over the years, that sometimes I have to do a bit of a stock take of the various causes of my anger so as to try and narrow it all down a bit, stay focused, you know. By now, I realise that what I find most exhausting of all, slash most frustrating, slash most infuriating, is listening to political types sit or stand in front of us and blame the unmistakable destruction of our country, unfolding all around us, on nothing more than mistakes and incompetence by the other side. As if there is another side in this world of the uniparty, matching multiple cheeks of the same bottom. To listen to them in Britain, for example, you'd think, for example, that the mass immigration of fighting age men into cities, towns and villages up and down the country was on account of someone's mistake, the consequence of having the wrong people in the relevant jobs. We're invited to think the people in charge right now have lost control of the borders. We're told the hundreds of strangers arrive on our shores every day, for years now, only because someone somewhere isn't doing their job properly. We're also told France is welching on the deal to help stop the little boats. Not so little boats, by the way. And that despite us sending the French government tens of millions of pounds as payment for their end of the deal, that they just won't do their part properly. Curse those pesky French and their incompetent ways. This is a perfect example of what I mean. What makes me so exhausted, slash frustrated, slash infuriated. For those not in on the trick, here it is. I say the borders are fully under control as always, just that they're under control by people who want thousands of people to arrive rather than to keep them out. France is also playing its agreed role. I say it's obvious that the borders have been deliberately opened and that large numbers of new people are being brought into Britain to change the makeup of the population. I say it's that simple. No one in authority has lost control of anything, apart from their integrity and morality, obviously. Nothing that is happening by accident or on account of anyone's incompetence. Far, far from it. On the side, some more tens of millions of pounds hoovered up from British taxpayers are sent out of the country, allegedly to pay the French, but as I see it, they might as well just flush them down the toilet because the effect is the same. I say that's just another part of the plan, a bit like a sweetener, and also part of the bigger, ongoing, round-the-clock effort to take as much money as possible from people working here, stop them having it, and send it anywhere and everywhere instead. Chancellor Rachel Reeves will shortly announce how she's going to take even more money from people. She'll say she's dealing with mistakes made before her time in the job. She'll say it's about tightening belts to face an increasingly challenging economic reality. Her political opponents will rant and rave regardless and insist we, the people, would have more money in our pockets if they were in charge. I say their words are meaningless because the intention, arguably not their intention, but the intention of those making real decisions, is to make people poor and so dependent on the state, softened up for Agenda 2030 and feudal digital slavery. Communities in Britain are shocked and appalled. They are especially appalled by the consequences of mass immigration, murders here, rapes there, and no one doing a damn thing about it. I read online this morning about community concerns in Inverness, in the far north of Scotland, about the news 300 asylum seekers are to be placed in an army barracks in the city. But the disruption, anywhere and everywhere, the sowing of racial and religious hate on all sides, I insist that none of it is taking anyone in authority by surprise. On the contrary, I say. I've said before, and I will again and again, that there is no incompetence here, that no mistakes are being made, no one dropping the ball in the Home Office or anywhere else. This is happening to plan, to order, because, I say, Britain, the West in general, is being demolished, a controlled demolition. No mistakes, no incompetence, just the careful execution of a plan laid long ago and only now coming to fruition. Individual British police officers do as they're told, which is all they're allowed to do. But the overall picture of grief, distress, incomprehension, confusion, dismay, anger, fury, wrath, all of that is not the accidental consequence of the incompetence of anyone in authority, but the long-planned and carefully executed plan all along. The actions of the judiciary exhaust, slash frustrate slash infuriate the millions in relation to what we have learned to call two-tier policing, in relation to the deportations that do not happen and then make useful headlines, but not by accident and not because they're incompetent or making mistakes, like the politicians and the police and the rest of the authorities, the rest of the establishment, they are playing their appointed parts perfectly. The way things are, the way things are happening, is the way they are meant to be. So I say again, what exhausts slash frustrates slash infuriates me even more than all of the above is being expected to listen to people in suits smugly insisting it's all about mistakes and incompetence and flawed policies, that it's simply the other side's fault, and that furthermore, if the roles were reversed at local or general elections, everything would be different and better. If you haven't worked out for yourself, I'm here to tell you nothing of the sort is even remotely possible under the existing system. You might as well listen to a bullet fired from a gun say it's going to change direction in flight because it wants to, or a tool on a lathe say it's going to cut a different shape into the metal being rolled past it. I am as exhausted slash frustrated slash infuriated as anyone by the nonsense coming out of Ed Miliband's mouth. I saw the headline this week about how he's making households pay up to £1.1 billion extra for offshore wind. I have to say he's been well picked, has Ed. He even looks like a clown of the Mr. Bean variety, all that clumsiness, that ukulele he likes to brandish. I look at him and know without a shadow of a doubt that he is no more and no less than a masterclass in making most of the general population angry enough to kick a puppy through an extractor fan. And if that wasn't infuriating enough, on top of that, we have to listen to other suits say that under their watch, it could and would all be different. I say that when they say that, they are either lying or they actually think what they're saying is true. And I leave you to judge for yourselves which is worse. Newsflash, everyone. I say Western Europe, Britain included, is being carefully and deliberately de-industrialised. I don't know if you remember the small matter of the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline. You know, the one that brought cheap gas from Russia into Germany, that one. The one that then US President Joe Biden promised would cease to exist if it ever posed him or the US a problem. The one that was duly destroyed in September 2022. And we're still supposed to accept that even now no one knows who blew it up. Germany's economy is on its knees, and the economies of the rest of the West suffer incessantly for want of affordable, reliable energy. And British people pay the most for energy of any European country by a country mile. Those economies are failing not by mistake or on account of incompetence, but because their failure has been decreed. It's not just Britain, of course, or Western Europe. US President Donald Trump campaigned on various promises. He said he would end the war in Ukraine with a couple of phone calls, and yet that war still rages and the thousands continue to die every week. He said he would release the Epstein files. His opponents rant and rage because those things haven't happened. But I say the war goes on and the Epstein files stay under wraps because the war is required by the war economies of the West, and the Epstein tapes would cause unsurvivable trouble for too many powerful people. Of course, I don't know if Trump knew in advance he would be powerless to get those jobs done, or if he genuinely thought he could, only to be taken aside at some point by the men in black who told him it was their way or the highway. I don't know. I do know the Epstein files are still under lock and key, and the war in Ukraine goes on. We're told by politicians that the West fights wars to defend or promote democracy. But the world learned from US General Wesley Clark how he went to the Pentagon just after 9/11, where he was shown a piece of paper detailing US intentions to have 7 wars in 5 years, with Iraq, Libya, Sudan, Somalia, Syria, Lebanon, and Iran. Rather than having anything at all to do with democracy, it was about the neocons and Israel planning to knock over one uncooperative regime after another to remake and reshape the Middle East in a way that suited their foreign policy dreams. So I say again, what angers me more than anything else is, at the same time as watching in horror as my country is deliberately demolished, along with the independent countries of the rest of the West, as men and boys die in Ukraine, as unrelenting horror unfolds in Gaza, at the same time as seeing with my own eyes what's happening and understanding to my own satisfaction why, because I'm not stupid, having to listen to politicians and the rest tell me right to my face that uncontrolled immigration is just the other guy's fault, his or her incompetence, being told that it's becoming ruinously expensive just to live in this country of Britain because, well, because of bad man Putin, or because incompetent decisions are being taken by some politician somewhere, being told that war is being fought in my name to defend democracy, having to watch deliberate, carefully planned and executed policies that impoverish and eliminate the many because it suits the few, having to watch all that and simultaneously be expected to believe it's about, what, mistakes? And that those mistakes could be fixed by putting other politicians and factotums in place instead of the ones we have. As I say, that's the one that for me is too much to stomach.